It's an honor to be here, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the evaluation of the cancer retreat that we held in Alaska. I have no financial relationships, but a new relationship to disclose. I thought I'd spice up the slide a little bit on day four of the conference. So the goals and objectives of what I'm going to be talking about in the study that I did was to conduct both a process and outcome evaluation of the ANTHC's Men's Cancer Retreat for prostate and testicular cancer survivors. Objectives being to identify the strengths and challenges of the planning and implementation of the program, and then also to determine if there was any significant increase in reported social support and resources 3 months post retreat. So a little bit of background before I get into the evaluation. Prostate cancer is the leading solid organ cancer in the United States, and the rates are a little bit different for Alaska Natives regionally in Alaska, with the highest prostate cancer rates in Southeast Alaska Natives. And for prostate and testicular cancer, survivors have unique chronic side effects compared with other survivors. For social support, we know that social support is positively correlated with psychological well-being, while low levels correlate with increased mortality from all causes. And there is a large body of evidence in literature for psychosocial outcomes, negative psychosocial outcomes for prostate cancer. So men typically do not take advantage of support group opportunities, and those that do are typically white and middle upper class men. So innovative approaches are needed to encourage participation into existing support groups, or even to design alternative interventions for folks to really draw them into them. So the project that we designed was a two-day retreat in Cooper Landing, Alaska. It's a beautiful area about an hour and a half north of, or south of Anchorage on the Kenai River. It's a sports fishing lodge. So the two-day weekend, we included clinical staff, experts there to talk with the men, and experienced support group leaders from Us Too, which is the nationally known prostate support group, and they do have one group that meets monthly in Anchorage, Alaska. So those guys helped kind of facilitate the conversation with the clinical experts with the men. So we wanted to include the transportation for the Anchorage-based men and some rural men to come down to Cooper Landing. So that was all covered. We wanted to decrease any barriers to participation for this retreat. We also had the lodging with running water and bathrooms in, which not all lodges have in Alaska. So that was an important aspect. And all the meals, healthy meals, included for the weekend. So the draw then was the activity for some of these guys, and we wanted to offer fly fishing. And then we started thinking about it, and there's a lot of commercial fishermen in Alaska, so some of those guys don't like to catch one fish at a time, and we wanted to provide another activity, which was river rafting or hiking, and it ended up being about half the group divided into the fly fishing and then the hiking and river rafting. So that was a nice option for them. So for the retreat team, I coordinated the event and the evaluation of it. So the first step was to include stakeholder involvement and create an advisory team. The State of Alaska Comprehensive Cancer, two local foundations, Breast Cancer Focus and the Men's Run Foundation, were invited at the table. The Us Two support group leaders, along with some Alaska Native cancer advocates, testicular cancer advocates, and clinical experts from the community to help design the retreat weekend and the evaluation of it. The actual retreat clinical staff who attended the first retreat were the two support group leaders from Us Two, a clinical oncologist, radiation oncologist, and a cancer advocate for testicular cancer who was a survivor. So we, at the retreat, this is a picture of the location. There was the planning aspect, the implementation of the actual retreat weekend, and then the evaluation. And for the talk today, I'll be talking more about the evaluation. And I'll always get a lot of questions about the implementation, so you can contact me and take my card if you want to talk to a little bit more about the details of the actual event later. The following logic model was used for the evaluation. It included both the process and outcome evaluation with a processed evaluation, including more of the attendance and the actual retreat weekend observations from the advisory team and clinical staff, and then the advisory team and clinical staff evaluation results. The outcome evaluation was mostly based on the participants' application to attend the retreat, post-retreat evaluation, and three-month follow-up. It also included increased support group enrollment and any reported advocacy. So I'm going to jump right into the results because I have not very much time here. So the retreat observations were that it fit the needs of the participants very well. They were engaged in the discussions and that they asked a lot of questions and really created a venue for bonding and open sharing. The outpouring of raw honesty and emotion greatly exceeded my expectations, and within the first 10 minutes of the first night, men opened up and they never stopped. And that is a quote from one of the clinical staff members. So the process evaluation, the overall satisfaction, 100% satisfaction, and advisory team interest in future participation, 100%. Yes, these are smaller numbers, but we have had this retreat again in 2010 with plans for two in 2011, and the results are in line with this too. So I was very satisfied with the retreat. It went beyond what I thought, and I hope this retreat continues. It was very useful and helpful. Some of the strengths and challenges. Strengths were that the venue, participants shared their concerns, and the providers actually learned from the survivors and provided a nice venue for that collaboration. It fit together very well, but fishing with my cancer survivor buddies was incomparable and helped set the stage for building a total weekend program. This is a wonderful retreat from a provider point of view. The men were open and candid in their discussions, and I heard things, suggestions, and observations from patients that I did not hear before in my 15 years of practice. To talk and learn from others who had experienced prostate cancer, various treatments, and side effects from treatment. So that sharing about their cancer journey. Can I back up? So I didn't list some of the challenges, but I would like to mention that the first retreat we did not have a urologist present, and so that was something we incorporated later. That was a challenge. And in addition, we had nutrition and physical information resources at a table there, but I think that it was recommended, or I know it was recommended, to have more of a facilitated talk about nutrition and physical activity at the next retreat. So when we looked at helpful or important parts of the retreat, while the activity was the draw and I thought would maybe be highest on this list, it was not listed. The meeting other cancer survivors, meeting other cancer survivors and the evening program discussions were rated the highest there. So that, have you been in contact with participants post-retreat? 85% said yes, which was surprising. So some of us meet once a week for coffee and sharing. I also email some of the men who occasionally live in Anchorage. So whom do you share your survivorship experience? This was asked on the application and then 3 months follow-up. And the close family and friends and support groups seem to be the highest. And so when we analyzed the data, the support increase in support was close to being significant. And I think in combination with the qualitative data that we received, that this seemed to be showing some significance. So there'll be further evaluation on this point as the end grows. So some of the public health implications, this program really highlights the social support needs of this group and this survivorship population. It was a very effective and innovative approach that was used. And this model can be replicated to different areas of Alaska and even outside of Alaska. So we held it in Cooper Landing because it was close enough to draw the Anchorage crowd, which is the largest population in Alaska. But there is plans in 2011 to bring this retreat down to Southeast Alaska, and very exciting to work with the Native Corporation down there to host that. and it also can be used for other cancers and other chronic diseases as a model. So in conclusion, some of the strengths of the retreat, the high satisfaction among the participants and the advisory team, the fidelity of the retreat to its original design and those time for open discussions during the weekend, the participants seem to share their experiences very openly, and that the availability of medical staff at the retreat is served as a learning experience for them also. There is evidence of increased social support and increased participation within the US2 support group, and the increased communication networking of the participants post-retreat. So some recommendations for the future is increased outreach to minority populations, and I think that we had an overrepresentative population of the Alaska Native population for the 2010 retreat, and with the plans for the Southeast retreat in 2011, I think that will be a really great way to kind of start and plant some seeds among the regional health corporations. And we want to create a follow-up communication opportunities for participants. So the US2 support group and other Men's Run Foundation, which is a local foundation there, to be more involved with the community and to engage retreat participants in future planning. And that's something that in Southeast, a couple of the participants that came in for the Cooper Landing retreat might use them for some planning and outreach in their own communities when we host it down in Southeast. And some continuing outgoing evaluation, of course, and to sustain funding, which right now the funding is a really community collaborative event with sponsorships from local urology clinics, Comp Cancer programs, the Mayo Clinic, and some small mini grants from the local foundations. So it's quite a bit of work to gather all the funding from these different groups, but it's also a very nice community event. So of course, none of that actually pays my salary, but that's okay. I'm more than willing to provide the technical assistance, and when we host more and more of these, it'll become more of a packaged event that people can kind of take on. So that's it. Thank you. These are the groups and the men.